All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, week number 15 was solid for me as I went 11-5. And unfortunately, here in week 16, I didn't get things started on the right foot as last night. I picked the New York Giants to go on the road and get the win against the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Eagles were stingy as they forced three interceptions from Giants quarterback Eli Manning, and they got the upset victory by the score of 24-19. Now, with that said, there are some good games on tap for tomorrow on Christmas Eve, two on Sunday on Christmas Day, and then the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 16 in the NFL season. Now, a big one in the AFC on the playoff picture, as you have the 9-5 Miami Dolphins traveling to Buffalo to take on the 7-7 Bills. Buffalo comes into this game favored by 4.5 points, and they are looking to hang on by a thread in the wild card picture in the AFC. Now, first and foremost, I think Buffalo's defense is really going to have to step up and rise to the occasion in this one and try to shut down this Dolphins rushing attack and put the pressure on Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill. I expect Buffalo to come out offensively and try to run the ball with LeSean McCoy, which will set up play action passing, which will make the life a little bit easier for quarterback Tyrod Taylor. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck typical Buffalo-Miami affair, but in the end, I'm going to take Buffalo at home by the score of 23-20. Now, another AFC East showdown has the 4-10 New York Jets traveling to Foxborough to take on the 12-2 New England Patriots. New England comes into this game favored by 16.5 points, but typically over the last few seasons when the Patriots are favored big, they don't really live up to the point spread. This time around, I don't think that is the case. Why? Because New England knows that they are another step away from getting home field advantage throughout the entire AFC playoffs, and that is something that they definitely want to do. You look at quarterback Tom Brady right now for New England. He is calm, cool, and collected, and more importantly, he is focused. I look at this Patriots defense. They are going to go out there and continue to pile on Jets quarterback Bryce Petty, as he has been struggling ever since he was named the starting quarterback a few weeks ago. It's not going to be pretty for the Jets, and they are going to go on the road and lose this one by the score of 37-17. Now, in the AFC South, you're going to have the 8-6 Tennessee Titans traveling to Jacksonville to take on the 2-12 Jaguars. Now, of course, after last Sunday's loss, Gus Bradley was fired as the head coach of Jacksonville, as in nearly 4 years, he only had a record of 14-48. You look at this Tennessee Titans team, they are flying high right now after their big come from behind victory last Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. And how is Tennessee doing it? Plain and simple. They're running the football effectively with Derrick Henry, DeMarco Murray, and Marcus Mariota, and then they are playing lights out defense. Now, you look at Jacksonville, I think they're going to play inspired football this Sunday due to the fact that their head coach Gus Bradley got fired. But for me, it's too little too late. Tennessee is zeroing in on a potential division title, and thus I'm going to take the Titans on the road by the score of 24-17. Now, a big one in the NFC North has the 8-6 Green Bay Packers hosting the 7-7 Minnesota Vikings. The Pack come into this game favored by a touchdown over their NFC North brethren, and they are looking to keep it rolling, as it wasn't just a few weeks ago. Green Bay was 4-6, and a lot of people were saying that they were going to be home watching the postseason. But you look at Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, and he has gotten it going. More importantly, the Packers have gotten a running game going with wide receiver converted running back Tymon Montgomery, along with a very active defense. On the flip side for Minnesota, they got running back Adrian Peterson back, but this offense is still stuck in the mud, and defensively, it looks like this purple gang is out of gas right now. It's hard to believe, but Minnesota did begin this season with a record of 5-0, and it looks like they are limping to the finish, and I don't see Green Bay feeling sorry for them in this one, as I'm going to take the Pack at home by the score of 27-17. Now in Cleveland, you're going to have the winless Browns with a record of 0-14 hosting the 5-9 San Diego Chargers. It's the last home game of the season for Cleveland, and if there was ever an opportunity for this team to get a victory here in 2016, this Saturday is going to be the case. You look at the San Diego Chargers as they have gone out of their way all season long to lose games that they had in control. And the best thing for the Browns in this one is to be down in the fourth quarter, as the Chargers will find a way to lose. Now for Cleveland, plain and simple, they're going to play hard. They're a young team. I totally get it. They're still trying to find their way, but they are definitely going to play hard, and they have not given up for head coach Hugh Jackson. For San Diego, they're eliminated from the postseason. They're done. They could possibly be done within the city of San Diego, as Los Angeles is looking like a possibility for them more and more. And you just have to ask yourself, what type of effort and what San Diego Chargers team are we going to see tomorrow? I'm not sure, but I'm going to go out on a limb right here, and I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns to get their first victory of the season over the Chargers by the score of 24-23. Now in the Windy City of Chicago, you're going to have the 3-11 Chicago Bears hosting the 7-6-1 Washington Redskins. Now Washington's playoff hopes were dimmed this past Monday night at home against the Carolina Panthers, and they are looking to get back on track against the Chicago Bears. But it won't be easy, because in spite of the Bears' record, they are playing very inspired ball. You look at quarterback Matt Barkley, and he could be the guy for the Bears at quarterback heading into 2017. He has Alshon Jeffrey at wide receiver. You have Jordan Howard, the rookie, at running back, and you have a defense that is beginning to get after opponents. On the flip side for the Washington Redskins, it's plain and simple. In Kirk Cousins, we trust, as he has carried this team for the second consecutive season. But like I said, the Bears are still playing inspired football. Guys are playing for jobs right now. And thus, I'm going to take Chicago in the upset at home by the score of 30-27. Now in the NFC South, you're going to have the 9-5 Atlanta Falcons traveling to Charlotte to take on the 6-8 Carolina Panthers. And Carolina is looking to play spoiler, as Atlanta is looking to win the NFC South. Now Atlanta will have the services of wide receiver Julio Jones, who has missed the last 2 weeks due to a turf toe injury, and he is going to put some stress on this Panthers secondary. You look at this Falcons defense, and ever since Vic Beasley Jr. was moved back to outside linebacker as opposed to defensive end, he is playing lights out football. And will this Panthers offensive line be able to contain him and prevent him from putting pressure on quarterback Cam Newton? Atlanta can see the finish line, and thus I'm going to take them on the road in this one by the score of 30-23. Now in the Bay Area, you're going to have the 11-3 Oakland Raiders traveling to hosting the 7-7 Indianapolis Colts. Now Indianapolis is trying to keep pace with both the Houston Texans and Tennessee Titans in the AFC South, but they have a tiger by the tail this Saturday against the Raiders. You look at this Raiders offense, and it has been stagnant ever since quarterback Derek Carr injured his finger, but I think at some point he is going to once again regain that form where he will be able to find wide receivers Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree early and often. You look at this Raiders pass rush, they're at home, they're fierce, and they're going to come after quarterback Andrew Luck and make life a little bit tough for him. I think the Black Hole fans are going to be very happy with this one, as I'm going to take the Raiders at home by the score of 34-27. Now, a big one in the NFC South, as you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a record of 8-6 traveling to take on the 6-8 New Orleans Saints at the Superdome. And for New Orleans, they are looking to play spoiler, because the Bucs are trying to hang around in not only in the wildcard picture in the NFC, but the division race in the NFC South. You look at two of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, the up-and-coming one, of course, Jameis Winston for the Bucs, and the veteran, the elder statesman of the division, and I'm talking about Drew Brees for the Saints. I think both of these guys are primed to have big time games, and I tell you right now, the scoreboard operator in New Orleans better get ready, because there are going to be some points scored in this one. But I'm going to take Tampa Bay on the road by the score of 34-31. Now, in the Pacific Northwest, you're going to have the 5-8-1 Arizona Cardinals traveling to take on the 9-4-1 Seattle Seahawks. Now, of course, after what happened last season, a lot of people expected this game right here to decide the winner of the NFC West. But Seattle is already clinched, as Arizona has been one of the bigger disappointments this season. Now, both of these teams did meet earlier this season, and it was a 6-6 tie after both teams had several opportunities to win in overtime. But you look at Seattle right now, they're 7-0 at home. No Earl Thomas at free safety. I totally get that. But you look at this offense and quarterback Russell Wilson, and they're going to give fits to this Arizona defense, as the Cardinals have been the biggest, and I mean the biggest, underachieving team here in 2016. Seattle is still looking to get a first round bye, and thus I'm going to take the Seahawks at home in this one by the score of 31-19. Now, in the Coliseum in Los Angeles, you are going to have the 4-10 Los Angeles Rams hosting the 1-13 San Francisco 49ers. These two teams met back in week number one, and it was surprisingly San Francisco that dominated the Rams by the score of 28-0 for their only victory here in 2016. A lot has changed since then. First and foremost, the Niners have not won any more games. Number two, the Rams recently fired head coach Jeff Fisher, and they have decided to go with rookie quarterback Jared Goff. But you look at this Niners defense, and they have been non-existent at best this entire season, while the Rams have to find some continuity on offense heading into the offseason. I think the Rams are going to definitely play inspired ball, especially after they were embarrassed by the Niners in week number one. And I'm going to take LA at home in this one by the score of 24-20. Now, on Saturday night, you're going to have the 5-8-1 Cincinnati Bengals traveling to Houston to take on the 8-6 Houston Texans. Now, Houston is 6-1 at home this season, and it looks like it's going to be Tom Savage once again at quarterback for the Houston Texans after he replaced an ineffective Brock Osweiler last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, for Cincinnati, they are expected to have the services of wide receiver A.J. Green in this one, as they look to play spoiler for the Houston Texans. But make no mistake about it, NRG Stadium has been a house of horrors for the Bengals, as they have lost several playoff games over there recently, while Andy Dalton, their quarterback, has struggled to find any cohesion with his offense. I don't think that trend changes on Saturday, and thus I'm going to take Houston at home by the score of 23-19. Now, on Christmas Day, it's a classic black and blue battle, as you're going to have the 8-6 Baltimore Ravens traveling to Heinz Field to take on the 9-5 Pittsburgh Steelers with the AFC North title on the line. These two teams met earlier this season in Baltimore, where it was the Ravens who came away victorious. But you look at the football that the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing right now, and offensively, they are clicking. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is in the zone with wide receiver Antonio Brown, while good luck trying to stop Le'Veon Bell coming out of the backfield at running back. The Ravens offense has been stagnant, but they still possess one of the top stingiest defenses in the National Football League, and the Steelers offensive line will have to find a way to contain Ravens veteran outside linebacker Terrell Suggs. I think it's going to be a typical Steelers-Ravens affair, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh at home by the score of 26-19. Now, on Christmas night, you're going to have the 8-6 Denver Broncos traveling to Arrowhead to take on the 10-4 Kansas City Chiefs, as Denver all of a sudden is looking to play spoiler, as Kansas City is zeroing in on their second consecutive postseason appearance. These two teams did meet a few weeks ago, and the Chiefs staged an epic comeback, which was decided in overtime. And you look at this game right now, and it's probably going to once again come down to field position, defense, and special teams between these two age-old rivals in the AFC West. Like I said, special teams and field position, but I'm going to take KC at home by the score of 23-17. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you're going to have the Dallas Cowboys, who have already clinched home field advantage advantage in the NFC, taking on the 9-5 Detroit Lions. Now, of course, Dallas clinched home field advantage due to the loss by the New York Giants last night, but they still want to try to get some cohesion and momentum for themselves heading in to the postseason. It's going to be interesting to see how much the Jason Garrett, the Cowboys head coach, is going to play his starters, but he's going up against a very fierce Lions team that is looking to get back on track after they lost on the road last Sunday against the New York Giants, while they are also hoping to looking to fend off the Green Bay Packers for the NFC North title. Now, of course, Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford is playing with an injured finger, but that did not stop him last week from getting the football to wide receiver Golden Tate, who is definitely going to put some stress on this Cowboys secondary. Now, as offensively for Dallas, is going to come down to how much will Ezekiel Elliott play in this game, as he could get a rest in this one, as Dallas really needs to keep him fresh for the postseason. But I think the Lions have what it takes to go on the road and get the victory, and I'm going to take Detroit by the score of 31-27. So, folks, those are my picks for the upcoming weekend in the world of the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I'll be recapping this weekend's action from week number 16 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a good day, and enjoy your holiday weekend.